The U.S. administration of Iraq may be dissolved, but its headquarters is still intact. An Iraqi flag now flies over the abandoned building in the Green Zone, 4 square miles of central Baghdad, controlled by the U.S. military. Little else has changed. Ringed by barbed wire and cement barriers and guarded by tanks, the Green Zone is still a center of power and a symbol of occupation. NPR's Emily Harris reports on Life Inside.
There's one basic misnomer about the Green Zone. If green means safe, it's not, says one resident who gave her name as Alexandria.
We do hear from security regularly that don't make the mistake of thinking that the Green Zone is in fact green. It's really amber.
Meaning plenty of attacks. Rockets fly over trailers at night. Mortar shells explode regularly. The worst part, Alexandria says, is coming in and out.
I came into a checkpoint just ahead of the car bomb that killed the president of the Iraqi Governing Council. The interesting thing is I'd been shot at, I've had RPGs whizzing over my head in other parts of Iraq, but for some reason that had a more profound effect on me.
Many foreign civilians living in the Green Zone never go out. They used to last summer before the insurgency really started. This man, who wouldn't give his name, hasn't been outside for almost 2 months, even to visit projects he manages.
The sense of isolation from the Iraqi people is really palpable. Even though you talk with Iraqis, you're not living with them. You're not living, going to their restaurants. You're not watching and seeing how they're living their lives.
But why leave? Inside, you can get anything you need. Like at any big military base, there's a PX and an Iraqi street market, too. Pirated CDs and DVDs go for $5 each. The price is negotiable for a prayer rug embroidered with the words Coalition Provisional Authority. Before dissolving Monday, the CPA had its headquarters in Saddam's Republican Palace. The U.S. State Department has now taken over that building, but officials refuse to call it the new embassy. Iraqi officials looking for office space have said they would like to use the palace. The palace's central rotunda echoes with plans for the new Iraq. The people who work here work very long hours, usually 7 days a week. Luckily, Saddam's deep blue swimming pool is just out back. Joe Gattuso is one who uses it.
We'll work, and then maybe at 9 o'clock we'll go out to the pool for an hour, and then at 10 o'clock we'll go back and work some more. And then maybe at 11 we'll go to the pool, and then we'll work until 1 in the morning.
Gattuso's been working on setting up an Iraqi regulatory agency. The Green Zone reminds him of a college campus.
I've seen more drinking here than I've seen in years, and I've seen more oogling of the women than anywhere else, given the ratio and given the lack of political correctness around here.
This is an unusual place where some soldiers live in crumbling villas, where status among civilians is measured by who gets his or her own trailer. Behind the palace, sandbagged mobile home parks have names like the Palms and Poolside. It's an alternate reality, residents say, enough like America so that some women wear shorts. The Green Zone has several Iraqi cafes and 2 Chinese restaurants, but the hiss of the walk is often drowned out by the roar of medevac helicopters. A lot of soldiers live in the Green Zone. Others get here only when they've been badly wounded, like 25-year-old Oregon National Guard reservist Corporal William Congleton. He's lying in the military hospital's intensive care ward.
I remember the whole Humvee flipping and landing and the whole scene just got us out of there pretty quick. Felt like it was forever, but no, it wasn't.
A lot of Iraqis live in the Green Zone. Thousands more work inside or come to look for help. Hatem Chiadmiteb traveled several hours to get here. He's come to an assistance office in search of information about his missing son. To get in, he, like everyone, had to wait in a long security line, be patted down at least 3 times, pass armed soldiers and a tank.
When I saw the tank in the streets, I feel it's, you know, just driving on my heart. Anybody else would feel the same. I think that his country is occupied, and unless I was obliged to come here, was not to come here ever.
But the young Iraqi woman managing the assistance office tosses back her hair and says she loves it here.
I must be honest. I feel more free.
With the change of government in Iraq, the Green Zone may well change too. Around U.S. government offices, new walls of mini-green zones are going up. During the heightened violence of the past several months, people who live here started calling the other side of the concrete walls the Red Zone. That was kind of funny, the woman who gave her name as Alexandria said.
Till someone came to me one day and said, "What is the Red Zone?" And I said, "Well, that's Iraq."
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.